Hello and welcome to your GCSE Geography Revision podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most fascinating topics on the whole specification, UK landscapes. And I promise you, by the end of this episode, you'll not only understand how the UK's incredible variety of landscapes came to be, but you'll also know exactly how to smash the exam questions that come up on this topic. So let's get started. First, let me set the scene. The United Kingdom is a relatively small island, but it has an astonishing variety of landscapes. Think about the rugged, dramatic peaks of the Scottish Highlands, then contrast that with the gentle, rolling chalk hills of the South Downs in England, or the wild moorlands of Dartmoor compared to the flat, farmed lowlands of East Anglia. How did such different landscapes end up on the same island? That's exactly what this topic is all about. The answer comes down to three big ideas: geology, physical processes, and human activity. These three things work together, and sometimes against each other, to create the landscapes we see today. Examiners absolutely love questions that test whether you understand how these three factors interact, so keep that word in your head: interaction. Right, let's start with geology. The rocks beneath our feet. The UK has three main types of rock, and where those rocks are found largely determines what the landscape looks like. The three types are igneous, metamorphic, and sedimentary. Let me take each one in turn. Igneous rocks are formed when magma, that's molten rock, cools and solidifies. The two main examples you need to know for GCSE are granite and basalt. Granite is an intrusive igneous rock, meaning it cools slowly underground, which gives it large crystals and makes it extremely hard and resistant to erosion. Basalt is extrusive. It cooled quickly at the surface, often from volcanic eruptions. Both are very tough rocks. Now, where do we find igneous rocks in the UK? Think north and west. The Scottish Highlands are largely underlain by granite and other igneous rocks. So is Dartmoor in Devon and Snowdonia in Wales. These hard, resistant rocks create high, rugged upland landscapes, mountains, moorland, steep valleys. Metamorphic rocks are rocks that have been changed, transformed, by intense heat and pressure deep within the earth. The word metamorphic actually comes from the Greek for change of form. Examples you need to know include schists and slates. Slates, for instance, were originally mudstones that got buried and compressed until they recrystallized into a harder rock. Like igneous rocks, metamorphic rocks tend to be hard and resistant, and they're also found mainly in the north and west of the UK, particularly in the Scottish Highlands and parts of Wales. Again, these create upland, rugged landscapes. Now, sedimentary rocks are quite different. These form from layers of sediment – sand, mud, shells, the remains of organisms – that accumulate over millions of years and get compressed into rock. Key examples for GCSE are chalk and sandstone. Chalk, for instance, formed from the shells of tiny marine organisms called coccoliths that lived in warm, shallow seas around 65 to 100 million years ago. Sandstone formed from ancient desert sands or river deposits. Crucially, sedimentary rocks are generally softer and more easily eroded than igneous or metamorphic rocks. And where do we find them? Mainly in the south and east of England. The chalk hills of the North and South Downs, the Cotswolds, the Pennines. These softer rocks create gentler, lower-lying landscapes – rolling hills, wide river valleys, lowland plains. So here's the big pattern to remember. Hard igneous and metamorphic rocks in the north and west create upland landscapes. Softer sedimentary rocks in the south and east create lowland landscapes. Examiners will test this pattern, so make sure you can name specific examples for each rock type and link them to their landscape.